This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most well-balanced team that we have. I think it's the most offensive, efficient team that we had. You know, we're really good at hitting with runners in scoring position. We score runs from third base without getting a hit. We're very efficient offensively. We don't strike out nearly as we did in 12, 14, and 16. So we think that we have more ways to score. Our rotation is our rotation. It's as good as it gets. There's none better. And our bullpen is really, really strong with a lot of strong character guys. And our bench is second to none. So we like where we're at. I think it's a good balanced team. It's a good mixture of hard-nosed veteran grizzled guys and lightning type of prospects that play with their hair on fire.
An elated Mike Rizzo amid clubhouse euphoria, Nats division champions. That was the scene on Sunday. Grant and Danny, welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. How did we get here? Byron Kerr's got some answers. Masson pre and post, massonsports.com. You hear him on the weekends here on 106.7 The Fan as well. Byron, 33 over 500, 20 up in the division. It's easy to just say that the Marlins, Braves, Mets, and Phillies stink, and that's true.
Right.
The Nats do not, though, and there's a lot more to this story than just a weak NL East, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I heard you do the tease there about who's been the difference. And, Mike Rizzo, you just played him. I mean, it's just been an amazing run for him and what he's done for this team. And they can't pick, who's in their division and how those teams play. And obviously they have dominated the East. But if you look back at all the long road trips they've had this year, every time they've faced a team that's going to be in the postseason, I think the record is something like 15-8. And those three long 10-game road trips, they went to 9-1, 9-1, 7-2 or something like that. So it's not just the NL East. They can play well against any team out there. And they have proven that point the entire season. And without their starting nine from opening day. So it just gives you an example of the incredible depth that they put together. Amidst the champagne and beer celebrations a couple of days ago, that's what Jason Wirth told me. He says is the minor league depth has proven how important it is to this team, and the selections that Mike Rizzo made to begin this season and throughout to answer to the injuries, to answer to the fact that they weren't able to get Kenley Jansen and other prized possessions, is just a big hat tip to Mike Rizzo and what he's been able to do.
A lot of teams would have given up on Michael Taylor. He didn't. A lot of teams would have traded Wilmer Defoe or Brian Goodwin as surpluses in the system. He didn't. They're all pivotal this year. He made the trade for Kintzler, made the trade for Doolittle and Madsen, who are controllable through next year. Never gave up a top prospect. Byron, I've thought like for years that he's one of the best GMs in sports. I think this is the best year he's had with the Nationals in a dominant run.
You make some great points there. And, I think about a guy like Matt Albers, who nobody really cared about.
Yeah.
And he sustained and helped this bullpen through what was a very difficult 3 months where they were the big pimple on what was an outstanding team. You look at Oliver Perez. People gave up on him so many times. People were laughing at him last year that he was not no longer the left-handed specialist. He kept this bullpen together. Then you mentioned Kintzler and Madsen and Doolittle. Incredible finds here where he was able to work his magic with the Twins and the A's and good relationships he has with other teams' general managers. People sleep on the fact that Rizzo has great relationships throughout the league, but also the fact that he's not going to give up a Victor Robles or somebody like that easily. Sure, he will package Giolito and Lopez and Dane Dunning for Adam Eaton because that was something that the Nationals seriously needed, was a leadoff guy that was legit. Then suddenly there's a bad injury to Adam Eaton. He rolls with the punches. And as you said, they didn't give up on Michael Taylor. And he's thumping the ball right now. And his speed and defense are actually above average assets now for this team in that center field position. And the entire outfield's been injured at one time this season. So that's another example of how important it is to see Taylor have this resurgence. So Rizzo has a very keen eye for who to keep, who to find, who to sell, who to buy. And also a big hat tip to Chris Klein and Doug Harris and Mark Schlaba, Mike Rizzo was telling me about, the director of player development and all the development guys, and Chris Klein going out and finding a lot of these draft picks that other teams slept on, and they turned into legit players. I mean, as you said, you mentioned Brian Goodwin. I mean, he was having trouble with his short game a couple of years ago in the Arizona Fall League, and that's all they were working on was trying to figure out his short game. So they have just identified what they like in a player. They have enriched him with his fundamentals. They've gotten him better, and they get them to the major leagues, and then they play well. There's no 0 for 16s. There's no guys that don't deserve to be here. There's no guys that have shown at the major league level that they're just 4A players. No, these guys have legitimately held this team together, and it's a very pleasant surprise. And I think that's going to turn around and benefit them huge come October 6th, because a lot of their Zimmermans and Worth and hopefully Bryce Harper will be fresher because these other guys that weren't even on the opening day roster or 40-man have come up big.
Follow Byron at Masson Kerr on Twitter. Byron, there's so many great stories this season. You touched on a lot of them. It's the Rizzo, the moves orchestrated, everything was right, and the kids coming up and filling in that center field position. Basically, he's a 260 hitter with 29 homers and 20 steals between Michael A. Taylor and Brad Goodman. Incredible. Plus right. For almost any team in baseball. But to me, though, when I think back on this, regardless of what happens in the postseason, hopefully it's good, but let's say it's not, whatever, who cares. When I think back on 2017, I'll think of two people, Gio Gonzalez and Ryan Zimmerman, guys that had career trajectories going in a direction they didn't want, whether it was injury, whether it was just kind of the new reality of who they were, et cetera, both having resurgent, excellent years in their own right. That, to me, is the story of 2017.
Those are outstanding points, Danny. And, you know, I'll start with Ryan Zimmerman. And I don't know if you've noticed as well in the clubhouse, but he looks much bigger. I mean, I wouldn't say there was a softness to him when he first came in the league, but his arms are jacked now. And he has really worked in the offseason on his upper body strength. And, you know, I think last year with all the injuries and all, and everybody saying that it was past his prime and he wasn't going to be the player of the face of the franchise anymore, man, he put his nose to the grindstone. I mean, all those ridiculous stories from Al Jazeera about, you know, taking performance enhancing or whatever, that really pissed him off. And I think he went really hard in the offseason so that he could prepare himself to play, you know, 150 games this year, and got a chance to talk with him as well as the celebration went on. And he said that that's the biggest thing for him this year, is that he's able to play through all this and stay healthy. And now he has a legit shot to make a difference in the postseason. He's not coming in wounded or spending his time in Vieira or West Palm Beach trying to get up to speed. He's going to be ready to go at first base. And, you know, he can't throw like he used to. He's gone sidearm a few times to try to mask that. But his offense, his bat, his wispy hitting has been a huge asset for this team this year. And Gio Gonzalez, I mean, the way that he has gained confidence in all his pitches, I think a big hat tip to Matt Wieters and the way he's kind of guided him. And Gio, you've noticed so many times how his tempo has increased, or he doesn't think about a mistake or think about a guy on second base behind him. He just follows Matt Wieters' glove, and he's got so much confidence now in his breaking pitch and his curveball that makes everything else as a repertoire. People used to sleep on the stuff that it would bounce in the dirt and just let it go. Now they can't figure him out, and that has led to a career resurgence. So absolutely, having a left-handed starter like Gio Gonzalez in the postseason is going to pay gigantic dividends against a team like the Dodgers, who are actually slumping right now. But I think it's going to be an ace card that's going to help them if they get to that point.
Hey, BK, where are the roster questions? We know the starters. We know the key guys in the bullpen. We know some of the bench pieces, be it Defoe, Lind, et cetera. Where are the guys that are kind of like 23, 24, 25? Where are the decisions that are left to be made for Dusty Baker and Mike Rizzo? Where are the competitions that you're looking at?
It all depends on Bryce Harper, I think, Danny, and what that's the first decision I think is going to be made. If he's ready to go, then that bench will fall into place. You know, whether or not they're going to add another bench player, you know, Brian Goodwin, that's a big question mark as well. Hopefully he would be back, but those are big question marks in the bench area. And I think you have to make a decision, you know, with your bullpen. Is it Joe Blanton? Is it Sean Kelly? Is Edwin Jackson a part? I don't know if he's a part of a 25-man come a short series like this, because they have so much confidence in their starting pitching. But yeah, it's going to come down to that one or two bench players. You like what you see from Wilmer Defoe, because now he can play outfield and infield. You're hoping that Goodwin is back. And, you know, Bryce Harper, this is a major thing, obviously, because of his MVP status. But that will make it a decision easier for Mike Rizzo and Dusty Baker if he is back and playing, because then you don't have to add that extra bench bat. And you can fortify your pitching staff and add another pitch there. So it's a last bullpen arm, you know, because you like what you see from Strasburg, Scherzer, Tanner Roark, and Gio. Those are the strongest starting pitchers, you know, pretty much in the entire league. And then it's a decision and a tough one, because I believe like a veteran bullpen arm is not going to be able to make it into the postseason roster, at least for this first series. They can change it after that if they win. And making that last decision on the bench comes down to Bryce Harper and that extra arm. I don't know if they're going to go with a long man. You know, I like Edwin Jackson for that. I think they may be able to use maybe the Matt Grace of the world, because they have so many left-handers now, Danny. That's a question mark as well. Which way will they go with the lefties? Which will stay and who will go? And there might be some surprises come October 1st when they make that decision.
At Masson Kerr on Twitter, Byron Kerr, Masson Sports on Grant and Danny. Congrats to your Broncos last night, buddy. I know you were excited.
Yeah, way to go, pal.
Did you see Simeon with the ankle breaking of Joey Bosa last night?
That was incredible. You took him off the dribble.
They got real lucky. They got real lucky at the end there. Real lucky.
That's all right. Lucky works too. It looks like a dominant win this morning in the box score.
Yeah, that division is so good. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
See you, Byron. Man. Much appreciated. If you want more Nats, we've got more coming your way later today on the show, including when we're joined by Charlie Slows at 12:45. We've also posted a brand new DC quick pitch with our special guest, Jamal Collier, brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. Every Monday afternoon on thefandc.com, you can listen to the quick pitch throughout the week. It's not timely. We go in-depth on everything DC baseball. You can check it out. Again, each and every week, brand new episodes all season long, thefandc.com, play.it, and it's available on iTunes. Next, Terrell Pryor blamed himself for the Redskins' loss in a very grown-up, adult, professional post-game press conference. But with him struggling and Josh Doctson not playing that much, should we be concerned about the wide receiver position? We're Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.